Welcome to Home Studio from Scratch, where I show you can build your own studio without having to spend thousands. Today we're gonna see how shitty my room is and see how we can improve it. Like I said before, it is critical for us to understand how our room is behaving, how sound propagates in the room. So without further ado, let's take a look. So I'm gonna go here and smooth this out a little bit. This is showing me the frequency response of my room. And as you can see, there's a lot of variation in volume as we move across the spectrum. This graph is just telling me pretty much the reflections of my room. We can assume that a sound wave travels about 1 foot for every millisecond. This way we can figure out where we're getting these reflections from. This is just basically showing me how long it takes for my sound to decay 20 dB. So ideally what you want to keep is a distance between 200 to 300 milliseconds. You know, that's totally fine, but when it goes up here, that's pretty bad. This is my favorite graph. So we can see here, 138, I have the biggest peak, so I need to treat that. My subs are also pretty bad. Ideally, what we want to see this graph is just shrink. After doing this, I decided that I'm going to make sure that I treat very well my corners, also my front and back wall, because that's where my bass is going to be traveling the most. If I do this, I'm going to be able to control a little bit of the bass. Then I'm going to focus on the side walls. Yeah, the mid and the high frequencies very controlled. They are not so terrible, but we can make it better. Currently, I do not have space because of fucking fan, but I want to try and make some sort of cloud so I can put it here. But that's the main idea. Let's go after the materials. See you next time.